So if you want to say, I must speak with you, would be, I must.
Je dois.
Right.
Je dois.
Right. Je dois je speak.
Parle.
No. Whenever you have two or three consecutive verbs, you do not conjugate the second or the third verb, the full verb.
Je dois parler.
With you.
Avec vous.
Right. Je dois parler avec vous. Yes, I must speak with you. And he must be here soon, would be?
Il doit.
Il, once more. Say it again.
Il doit.
Il.
Il.
Yes.
Il doit.
Be.
Être.
Here.
Ici.
Soon.
Bientôt.
Right. Il doit être ici bientôt. So you follow the sound of I. Je dois, so il doit. Yes. How would you say, she must be ready now?
Elle doit
be?
Être prête.
Right. Very good. Yes.
What was it, soon?
Now.
Oh, now. Maintenant.
Right. Elle doit être prête. Yes. Yes. He must be ready would be il.
Prêt.
Right. So he must be ready would be il.
Il doit.
Be.
Être.
Ready.
Prêt.
Right. Il doit être prêt. It. It must be ready.
Oh.
It is
ça.
Right.
Ça doit être prêt.
Right.
Maintenant.
Right. It must be ready now. Ça doit être prêt maintenant. Yes. It can be ready, would be.
Ça peut
good.
Être
ready.
Prêt right. Maintenant.
Ça peut. Yes. I can et je peux. So, ça peut être prêt, yes. Peut is for it can is spelled P-E-U-T. And the T like the S, maybe, if you wish, maybe pushed over into the vowel. Like can be, it was fine, what you said, ça peut, cut. Être prêt. But you can also say, ça peut
être.
Right, ça peut être prêt. Yes. It so happens that peut être, can be, maybe, also is used for perhaps. Peut être.
Peut être.
Yes, maybe, perhaps.
Peut être.
So, peut être actually has two meanings. Yes. It may be used for maybe, or can be, but also for perhaps. So you may say, perhaps it can be ready now.
What do you say? Peut-être.
Peut-être, for perhaps, peut-être, it can be ready now.
Il peut.
Hmm?
No, ça peut ça peut être prêt.
No.
No, not.
Yes.
Yes, prêt. Maintenant.
Right. Peut-être, ça peut être prêt maintenant. So here we have peut-être twice. Yes.
Ça.
Peut-être. Yes.
Ça is comme ça.
Means
comme
it.
Ça.
Right.
It means
ça means
it.
That or it.
That
in the beginning of
it.
A sentence, you use it for it.
Okay, okay.
Except for it is, which is say. Yes. For it is not, it's nepa. But otherwise, yeah. Ça. So we have peut-être for can be, maybe, or perhaps. In spelling, peut-être for perhaps is hyphenated. Without the hyphen, it means can be. But in speaking, it's the same. Peut-être. It must be ready now.
Ça doit.
Right. Ça doit. Right. Be ready.
Être prêt.
Right. Ça doit être prêt. Or ça doit être prêt. You see, I must is.
Je dois.
Je dois. Je dois. You happen to remember how to spell doit? Je dois?
No.
No. Okay. Good. Je dois is spelled D-O-I-S.
Oh.
Because for I, for the first person, for I, if it is not an E-R verb, if it is an E-R verb, you just drop the R and you have an E. Yes? But otherwise, you have an S for I, meaning for self.
Yes.
S for self. And he and she has the same sound as I, except for the three exceptions. For he and she is, has a T. So think of he and she for T. Yes. And I for self in spelling,
yes.
If you need it. Yes. For instance, to do or to make is?
Faire.
Faire, right. Spelled F-A-I-R-E. How would you say, I do or I'm doing?
Je fais.
Je fais. Yes, you drop the R. But in spelling, how would you spell it, je fais?
With an S.
F-A-I-S, right.
Yeah.
Just drop the R, but you have an S, S for self. He's doing?
Il fait.
Il fait, spelled?
F-A-I-T.
F-A-I-T. He and she for T. How would you say, it makes a big difference that way?
ça fait.
Right. Now you start with ça. Yes, for it. Ça fait.
Une grande différence.
Like that.
Comme ça.
Right. Ça fait une grande différence comme ça. To say or to tell in French is such a dear, dear word. What is it? Oh, yeah, it's dear. Just dear is to say and to tell. Oh, dear. Spelled D-I-R-E, dear. So